Tyler and Brian and I were talking, and they just kind of made, you know, had been making some comments like, man, I don't know why you don't just put songs out. I mean, you have so many songs that nobody ever records that are, like, favorites of ours, and just giving these songs some life. A lot of times, because I'm a singer, a lot of times these songs, you know, they come almost with people. You know, they maybe it just has a little bit too much of my stamp on it, or
right.
You know, just for whatever reason, they just these songs sometimes just never get recorded. But that doesn't mean they're not great. So I have, you know, a whole pile of these that, you know, have either almost been recorded or never did or what. But, you know, I just decided, and it's just kind of, I think it's cool for, you know, people to hear my voice and hear what I would put out. And, you know, at the same time, you get to give some of these songs a life that they wouldn't have otherwise had. I would have hated for my poor mama to sit on my computer the rest of his life, you know?
Right. Now,
it's really cool to be able to put it out.
Now, you know, it's got a unique title, My Poor Mama. Was your own mother, Mama, was she an inspiration for the song?
Well, all of our moms were. You know, Jordan Schmidt, one of the guys I wrote this song with, had this title, and we were down at the beach in 30A, and we, Tree Vibes, our publishing company, we have a tour bus that we take out on tour with different artists and write songs, and has a studio in the front and the back, and we were actually parked right outside of Todd Kelly's surf post down there in Grayton Beach.
Right.
And we were on the bus, and Jaron Johnson, I was the singer for a band called Cadillac 3.
Uh-huh.
He came over and wrote with me and Jordan and James McNair. By the time he got there, he was maybe 10 minutes late. We had already started talking about this song, My Poor Mama. And when Jordan said the title, I just started laughing because I thought, I immediately looked at him and I was like, oh man, that's like saving my ass is worth $1 million. Nobody'd be richer than my poor mama. And we were just laughing. Just sometimes you just get, when a hook is like that, you just start laughing because we knew it was going to be a fun one. So when Jaron got there, we were just kind of off to the races, and we all weaved in, you know, stories from our childhood and, you know, times that we kind of drove our parents crazy and our moms crazy. And yeah, so I'm a super big mama's boy. I talk to my mom every day, and so we're way close. So this was kind of a cool, different way to pay homage to mama, you know?
Right.